Min kera
rejani. I hope it's a lot of
12-year-old Rosaram has not had a great start in life. He lives in a tent in one of the poorest parts of India. His tent stands amid a wasteland of parched scrub. It's dusty and unbearably hot. There are a few gnarled trees and a couple of camels lazing in the unforgiving sun. That's about it. Yet Rosaram says life is actually better now than it was before.
He said, okay, now we are very happy because we can eat in the light. Before it, we eat in the darkness. I can read and write in the light.
Rosaram lives in rural Rajasthan. India's electricity grid hasn't made it here yet. For years, Rosaram and his brothers and sisters, with whom he shares the tent, had to manage without power. Then a local woman called Dipsika Vishnavar came along.
There is a panel outside, and from the panel, the power comes to the battery.
Dipsika shows off a strange-looking oblong object strapped to the outside of Rosaram's tent. It's flat, and it's pointing at the sun. This solar panel is enough to give Rosaram and his family an electric light and to charge a mobile telephone. And his favourite Bollywood music. If the power cuts out, Dipsika can fix it. She's learnt how to install and repair solar panels for families like Rosaram's. She does the same with solar lanterns.
I can completely assemble the solar lantern. I can repair the lamp, and I also teach the family how to care the batteries and lantern and everything.
This is where Dipsika learnt to become a so-called barefoot solar engineer. At Barefoot College in Rajasthan, paper qualifications are unnecessary. Many of the students are illiterate. What matters to this college is finding answers to rural problems from within rural communities themselves.
I come from a village, Makande village, Koya chiefdom.
Aissatou Bangara is from Sierra Leone in West Africa.
Our people choose me to come to do solar engineering, so I'm happy.
Aissatou is one of 40 women students who have come here from Africa. The oldest is a grandmother in her 60s. Aissatou said she used to be a street trader.
Petit trader, boots, plates, pepper, maggi, yabas, fish. Fish day, pepper day, maggi day, yabas day, only.
As the world's rich wrangle over ways to cut electricity consumption, many, many millions of others are still waiting for electricity to arrive. The issue is how to hook them up without harming the environment on which they depend. Solar power provides one answer because it's all about achieving progress which is environmentally sustainable. It also provides jobs for people like Dipsika and Aissatou, which do not have a negative effect on the environment. The International Labour Organization, the UN agency that looks at work-related issues, says these so-called green jobs are likely to be vital for the world's poorest people, who are the most affected by climate change. Green jobs will contribute to sustainable economic growth and so help reduce poverty. The ILO's current global gender campaign highlights the particular importance of green jobs to women. As Reiko Toshima, the ILO's gender specialist in Delhi, explains, this is because women are more involved in the management of threatened natural resources and they make up most of the world's poor.
Their income is low, the types of services such as banking systems are not very much catered to women. So in fact, they have less of resources to fall back on. And one thing that they can fall back on are natural resources. So those natural resources get delegated to women's domain. And of course, with climate change, they're much more vulnerable to losing the productive assets, so to say, that they can work with.
Around 8 out of every 10 rural workers have little or no education. That includes the solar engineers from Barefoot College. Reiko Toshima again.
We tend to believe that if you're illiterate and if you don't have any education, you cannot really do any type of scientific or engineering work. But this proves wrong, that with training, with opportunities, that women in Barefoot engineering colleges can really, you know, create things that I wouldn't, with, you know, all amount of education, imagine making myself.
A key part of the concept of the Barefoot College is to teach skills to students who then spread them around the world. Aissatsu Bangura from Sierra Leone says that she plans to do just that.
When I go home, I ask to make a center so that we can learn much about solar. Take people from village to village, learn, let them have solar lights.